He tried desperately to get us there, but it was too, as she said, it was too quick. It was too quick, for which we thank God. He had multiple sclerosis for 50 years. He had diabetes and also ulcerative colitis. He had very many, very personal and things that had to be done for him. He was 6'4" in height. And I can honestly say that they were absolutely magnificent.
Betty,
and
there will be lots.
Was lovely.
There will be many people who've heard that who will be very glad for your sake as well as for his sake. Thank you. I can just squeeze in Sheila Hanbrook from Pembrokeshire, but it is a real squeeze in, I'm afraid.
I was going to say what has really been covered already, that kindness is just so important, and that perhaps they don't always choose the right people when they're choosing students. We know they've got to be educated now in very high technical methods, but they must be kind people. And
okay.
I think that is, when someone said, wouldn't they, head, heart and hands.
Okay, that was Anne Keane. Thank you for that. Mick Shepherd, endorsing that, says the panellists are absolutely right about the need for compassion in patient care. And he refers to some, what sounds like some extremely difficult brain surgery, which lasted 5 hours at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. And he says, I'm still alive to email you thanks to the skill and expertise of the surgeons. However, the person I remember best was the hospital porter, who patiently and carefully reassured me all the way down in the lift to the operating theatre. His words of comfort when I was absolutely terrified still stay with me some 39 years later. Brings us to the end of this week's Any Answers. Next week's Any Questions is in Wigan with Polly Toynbee, the Guardian columnist, the Shadow Secretary of State for Education, Andy Burnham, Alan Duncan, who's Minister of State for International Development, and another who I'll reveal on the day. For now, thanks for your calls, your emails and your tweets. Good afternoon.
Any Answers was presented by Jonathan Dimbleby. The programme was produced by Lisa Jenkinson. Life and Fate is next. First, though, we'll have a quick look along the dial. A six-part dramatisation of Michael Dobbs' acclaimed political thriller House of Cards begins over on BBC Radio 4 Extra from Monday evening. Set in the corridors of power, the Chief Whip, Francis Urquhart, has ambitions for the top job, and he'll stop at nothing to get there.
You will keep me informed of everything that is going on at party headquarters. Is that understood? You will tell me about every step the chairman takes. And you will, of course, be totally discreet about it. Not a hint, not a whisper must ever leak out about our special relationship. And it won't. Will it, Roger?
House of Cards begins over on BBC Radio 4 Extra on Monday evening at 8 o'clock. And this afternoon, the subject of page to performance later on is the Adagio from Mahler's unfinished 10th Symphony. Musicians from the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain give an insight into the musical challenges offered by the last piece of music the composer completed. Page to performance is at 3:30 this afternoon, and that's after the latest dramatic episode of Life and Fate. We return now to Stalingrad as the Germans finally begin to realise they're defeated.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatised for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Fortress Stalingrad. November 1942 to April 1943.
It was really nice of them. They realised I couldn't go any further and some workers from the Barricade found me this hostel. It's an old trawling barge. Converted into a dormitory, moored right up against the bank.
She's still there! Just the other side of the river!
You want to get her to Leninsk?
Of course, we're completely stuck in the ice now.
She's due in a week! Would you let her travel 100 kilometres?
One of the other evacuees used to be a nurse, and if anything happens, they can get a doctor. The field station is only 4 kilometres away.
Well...
4 kilometres through a Fritzy barrage? How long's that going to take?
We've got our own stove, plenty of hot water. Please don't worry.
Why am I going to worry? Make your own choices.
never listens to me.
That all that came, nor the post?
Mechanic from the ferry brought it.
No word from Moscow.
What's the point of us staying here? What's the point?
Party says. Drink your tea, Stepan Fyodorovich.
I kept this power plant going for almost 3 months of daily bloody bombardments. Never dropped output below 2000.
We all know that.
I'm the only director left on this side of the river.
25, boss. Hardly never dropped below 25.
Bloody Stuka's ripped the heart out of us.
No one's blaming you for that.
What is the point of us sitting here? The place is gutty. They're waiting to get our asses blown in.
Are you all right?
You think that's the first time I've ever been...
Don't think much of Fritz's intelligence. Waste of good bombs.
It's a waste of our time, Pavel Andreevich. A waste of everything. My daughter's in a barge on the Volga. My power plant's kibosh. But they won't give me a permit to depart.
Just wondered if maybe you'd like a drop of this.
Where did you get that?
Platoon of sappers down by the Kagan.
They gave you their vodka.
Did I say they'd given it me? Drink up, boss. Don't want this wasted and all. Your papers will come soon. Any day.
And yours?
I'm not going.
Well, Moscow says you're allowed to.
As long as I'm here, I can still... I've still got Vivara. If I stay here, I won't have lost her.
Your grandson. Your daughter-in-law, Linda Nitsky.
Thought soon as things quiet down, might get to our old place through the tractor factory.
Pavel?
Vara did all our little garden. I've got to tell her how it's doing.
There's nothing left down there.
Well, the apple trees, I know, they won't, but... Maybe the young maple. Tough buggers, maples.
Oh, there isn't a chance.
And we buried some stuff. Sewing machine. Some pickled cabbage. She'll want to know it's all right.
Pavel.
Bit of mould, you'd expect that.
Friday. That's when I'm going. Whatever they say.
You could ask Nikolai Grigorovich. He's NKVD. He'd know if it's right for you to stay.
Bastards. I could get a car. Get Vera to the Nenskor. I can get us all a car.
Why, Vivara, bottle that cabbage. Do you think I'm letting Fritzy get it all? She'd never forgive me.
Yes, my name is Wilhelm Adam, and at that time I was Colonel Adjutant to Friedrich von Paulus, General of the 6th Army of the Wehrmacht. Well, let's start in November 42. All our forces were funneled into the fighting in the city. And by which I mean not only all our best soldiers, all our tanks, but, and of course the attrition rate was absolutely appalling. To give you some idea, life expectancy on the front line was probably 3 or 4 days, a week at most. We knew we were overstretched. General von Paulus was perfectly aware of this, but although strategically the... but of course Hitler insisted the city be taken. And Stalin insisted it wasn't.
The 3rd Romanian is in total retreat.
Oh, what did we expect? They're tribesmen.
Russian tank numbers are reported as overwhelming.
Our glorious allies.
We sent him the 48th Panzer.
There's a problem with mice.
They're scared of mice.
Through the wiring. General Heim reports he has only 29 serviceable vehicles.
That's enough.
And only enough fuel for 18 kilometres.
They make no contingency plans.
We can hold. They'll blast those T-34s right back to Mongolia.
General? Something serious is happening. We need your command.
I do not wish to withdraw troops from the city.
There's no need. Stalin cannot possibly have enough reserves to mount a serious offensive.
This is a feint.
A scare tactic, drawing us off.
Where is the 24th Panzer?
Snowdrifts are slowing their progress. The tracks seem not to be suitable. So, excuse me, sir. Come on, Adam.
These Panzer men. No, they never think ahead.
And we did.
Oh, the Ruskies don't have the tanks, don't have the fresh infantry to launch a genuine...
Excuse me, sir.
I was talking, Colonel.
OP reports 40 enemy tanks on the west bank of the Don.
To our west?
Less than 30 kilometres from here, General. Outflanking us.
Yes. Who's ready to deploy?
Well, there's the remnants of the 80...
General Schmidt. Inform the staff we will relocate to Gumrak.
Retreat!
Army HQ cannot be threatened.
This is a feint! They are planning something in the city!
Adam, prepare my plane. Schmidt, all unnecessary papers must be destroyed.
You've just come from the airfield.
Took down two Junkers this morning.
I'm claiming that second one. Slapped his tail right off.
Do you know Pilot Officer Viktorov?
With the 53rd.
That's him! Flies Lavochkin.
Of course we know him.
But will you tell him I'm here? His wife.
Doesn't he know?
This is his son. Tell him he's the father of a son. I need to know, what should we call him? This is his son. You've got to tell him.
Vera. Verochka.
Sorry?
Look who's here. He's found you.
What?
Here. Your papa.
Verushka, my darling.
Papa?
Is this...
Oh, we haven't got a name yet.
What does it matter?
Moscow said you could leave, yes?
You've made me a grandfather. Let me hold him.
Shh, don't wake him.
He's very... Your mother would be...
Papa, it's all right.
Your mother was... She should be here.
Papa. He's hungry. I don't think I'm ready.
Of course you are. We'll get you warmed up. Here's some tea.
Where did you get that?
Don't worry about that. Someone wants you to have it. Come on.
I'll go over to Party Central, get us some stuff.
Come on. Get him on the tick. Don't let him fight.
I'm so tired.
She's fine.
I'll get up the party. There must be someone there. I'll get us some sugar and a bit of fat.
You'll try and ask about him.
Our Air Force has got better things to do.
But I need to know what we should call him.
Several days ago, our forces launched a major attack against the fascist forces. Our brave troops were advancing along two fronts, northwest of the city and to the south.
It's happening.
Our shots being fired, our brave tank went through, and we captured the Don crossing at Calais.
It's almost over.
Do you think when the attack is over, do you think he'll...
Walk in here, he'll say, where's my wife? Everyone will say, over there with your son. They will, Verushka. They will.
Schmidt, our chief of staff, simply refused to consider this possibility. I think because he was a true believer. Hitler was always right. Whereas Paulus was an army man. His loyalty was to his troops. And by this time, by late November 42, of course, the weather was absolutely appalling. So we simply didn't see it coming. We weren't expecting anything to happen.
So these dunderheads just waved Ivan over the bridge, let them seize the bank.
One enemy tank was subsequently destroyed.
One, Colonel?
If they have the bridge at Kalash, there's nothing to stop the two armies uniting.
They do not have the manpower for a complete encirclement.
We are being surrounded.
As usual, the Russians have made masterly use of the bad weather.
We form a hedgehog defence and await resupply.
How?
Reichsmarshal Goering himself has committed the Luftwaffe to deliver 300 tons a day.
Truly?
It's not possible. Sir, we must fight our way out while the men still have food and fuel.
I have already cabled the Führer.
We march west. It'll be Napoleonic. They will pick us off on all sides.
It's also academic. His reply, Adam. Read it to General Schmidt.
Führer order. 6th Army will hold positions despite threat of temporary encirclement. keep rail communications open as long as possible. Doesn't he know they've already taken the railway line?
The Führer is correct. It is a temporary encirclement. The same happened in France. We will be relieved, and these puny Russian tank units will be obliterated.
For the last 19 hours, the Luftwaffe have been unable to even fly reconnaissance. How are they going to ship 300 tons a day? We currently have less than 12 days' rations.
When the cloud lifts, a day or two, Russian lines will be sitting ducks here, here, and here.
General?
Hedgehog defense. As the Führer has ordered.
But Army Group agrees we must break out.
But they have been unable to convince the Führer. We have work to do, Artem.
Sir.
Yeah, I remember that night because I was on duty as his orderly. We were in East Prussia. The Führer had been in the operations room all day, listening to Zeitzler, Jodl, Vikes on the radio, and all of them were telling him to order a retreat from Stalingrad. In the end, he decided... You know what he decided. It was Stalin, the Georgian shopkeeper. You see, somehow, after 2 years of fighting, of nothing but victories, Stalin was getting on top. In spite of everything we'd done, in spite of everything that the Führer had done, the bloody Russians were about to win. And then the strangest thing happened. You know, he was out there, deep in the forest, and he got the frights. I could see it. It was like... It's like he was trapped in the woods and the wolves were closing in.
It was me. I took the message that the German armies were... that the encirclement was complete. Less than 100 hours and the German 6th Army was surrounded. I went over. I told the Comrade General Secretary. He just sat there, sort of half closed his eyes, like he was going to sleep. He knew this was his moment. He'd beaten Hitler. But it was more. He'd beaten everything. The famines, deportations, the work camps, everything. Everything was gone. Because he knew, didn't he? He knew no one condemns the victor. It's not like he smiled or anything. As soon as I saw what he was thinking, the ends of my fingers... they went cold.
Soldier! Soldier!
Sir?
Sergeant?
Sir?
What is this?
That's a horse, sir.
This isn't the Stone Age, you know, Sergeant.
The men, sir, they've not had meat for... 3 days.
We are soldiers of the Wehrmacht, Sergeant. The builders of the new Germany, the glory of the nation. We march from Calais to Tobruk, from... Oh. Carry on, Sergeant.
It was the quartermaster suggested it, sir. Says the meat stays good out here in the cold.
Lieutenant Bart?
Yes?
To report to Army HQ.
Me?
Instead of bike. You're honoured.
Sir!
Boiling well, yes.
We'll save you some, sir.
Well, yes. Thank you.
Not seen the maps before?
Sir.
We're on an island, Buck. About 40 kilometres square. Except this, out here, it's not the ocean. It's hatred. Pure, vicious brutes.
And some snow.
Oh, everyone suffers. They're cold, too.
I'm sure, sir.
The Führer has asked us to stand firm.
What about General Manstein? He's breaking through to us, yes? We heard he had new weapons, new armour.
No, I don't believe in Manstein. Tell me about your men. In your company. We need to know if they will stand firm.
They will stand firm.
Mutiny? Many talk of Suicide?
One man in my company. Never a reliable sort.
Are you a member of the party, Lieutenant?
My men won't mutiny.
That's what the Führer has given us, you see. That's the strength. We've cut out the infected tissue, we've cut out the healthy tissue, which might get infected. These apes could encircle Berlin itself, and there'll be no rebellion. For that, we can thank our leader.
We can.
There's a list, Bach. They put me in charge. People allowed on a plane in the event of... We need good, solid officers. Rebuild the Sixth Army.
Sir,
have a good drink before takeoff. Those Russian AK-AKs seem to have the airfield...
Sir, I wish to stay with my men.
Lieutenant, I won't...
Thank you, sir. Sir, any possibility of a bike back...
You were lucky before. Sedlitz has all the petrol and he'll shoot anyone who even sniffs at it.
I see.
First time in my life. I have no control.
Thank you, sir.
What is delaying them?
Colonel Hunnestorff's report describes inexhaustible supplies of Russian armor.
Manstein said 5 days.
He took the village, Verkhnekumsky. Hmm.
And that controls the river.
But has been forced to withdraw due to lack of fuel.
We must prepare to link up.
Sir.
Are the 53rd mortar in position yet?
Digging in.
And the panzers?
General Port has so far assembled 73.
73?
Manstein will break through.
Of course he will.
Manstein won't abandon us.
We can rely on him.
What's she doing?
The woman?
The old woman.
She finds corn, little seed. She makes smaller.
It stinks.
She finds in petrol.
Christ.
Will you not bring food no more?
Last week I brought you 2 biscuits.
I say thank you.
You gave one to her.
She hunger pain.
Well, it doesn't mean she's any hungrier than you.
She old woman.
Well, you've got more to live for.
I'd die.
Don't say that. Come, lie back next to me. That'll warm me up.
I know I won't do that.
Just lie here. That's all. Come on.
I'm not fat German girl. Why you want?
Come here. Come on. Not very comfortable, is it?
Comfortable?
This bed. Well, it's not a bed, is it? It's a door. A little bit burned around the edges, too.
Peter.
What?
I first.
What?
You. First girl.
You're my number one girl, yes.
No, first. You come to me, you have a girl. In Germany?
Well, I told you. Maria, that holiday in Spessart.
You and Maria, you bed?
That's not the sort of thing a gentleman discusses.
Peter.
Why do you want to know?
Tell.
Why is it suddenly so important?
Not important.
You look so young when you talk like that.
Young.
For your face, your neck, they're so thin. It makes you look older, look worried.
I give you happy, yes?
I don't know how this happened. Everything I've done. Growing up, my friends, the books I read, school, university, Maria, yes. All my time in Holland, France, and then here last summer. It all leads to this. All of it leads to you. This hole in the ground, this old door, and these thin, thin shoulders.
Shoulders?
It's all just a prelude.
Slow. Talk slow.
Your hair. Oh, it smells of life. Of happiness.
My hair, go. Look. No more hair.
Don't do that. Don't pull it out.
You do that. You soldiers. All you soldiers. All you.
Don't, Zina.
No food, no clothes. Everything good before.
Now my hair. Look.
I'll get you something to eat, I promise.
You forget.
Next time we get some meat, I promise.
You forget.
Sing to me, Zina, sing to me. One of your special songs.
You give food?
I promise. That's good, Zina. My Zina. Thank you.
In the very next few days, the supply situation can lead to a crisis of the utmost gravity. I still believe, however, that the army can hold out. On the other hand, if a corridor is cut through to me, it is still not possible to tell whether the daily increasing weakness of the army will allow the area around Stalingrad to be held. I have ordered daily rations to be cut by half again, and we stated a need of 700 tons resupply daily. The Reichsmarschall promised us a minimum of 300 tons. Across the last 5 days, the Luftwaffe has delivered an average of 88 tons per day. Is the Führer aware of this? End there. Oh, you better apologize for the paper. No, don't. Goering will just send us 3 tons of best vellum.
You check in the morning. Bet their trench is 10 meters closer.
It's like the earth itself is moving against us.
If you like, sir.
Sorry.
Down! Everyone down!
Casualty report! Casualty report!
Oh, wow! Nothing to report!
All good!
Probably landed in the comms trench.
Shooting at him.
Does this look like an attack?
Hey, want chicken? Want egg? Huh? Russian vodka?
Very funny.
Okay.
Hey, Ivan! Get that man down!
Don't shoot! Just gotta see my mother again. Here, you have my machine gun. I'll have your rat. Go on, fair swat.
Quiet in the lines! That man to me!
Leave them.
It's a serious problem, sir.
You know, when I was in the hospital, when I was there, I don't know what it was. The drink, the other men. I decided I wanted to join the party.
Sir?
Why did I do that? I wrote to my mother, told her.
That's up to you, sir.
I've never arrested anyone. I'm not the sort who... I never shot a woman or a child. Why did I do that?
Private Peatenkopfer reporting, Sergeant.
Was that you, soldier? That fur hat business.
Bit of fun, sir.
Turn out your knapsack, soldier.
Sergeant.
Turn it out.
But is this really necessary, Sergeant?
What's this, soldier?
Zemmerich, Sarge. He sorted it. My razor for 2 packets of kasher and a lump of bacon fat.
Russia and Germany have been trading for centuries, Sergeant.
I'll deal with this. Thank you, sir. Is that right? Trading with the enemy?
We didn't even get our ration.
Don't you answer me back, boy. And stand to attention in front of your commanding officer. On report, soldier. You'll face court-martial for this.
Sarge, we're bloody starving up there. We get less than...
Sniper!
Down, sniper! Down!
Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
Burial detail! Over here! Move it! Thank you.
Stefan! Stefan!
Stop. Stop here. Stop.
Alexei.
What are you doing here?
Sure, you scum.
Been to the party central, said I could pick up transport here.
I heard you'd cross the river.
It all gets sorted.
You got somewhere? Somewhere warm?
Three rooms, this side of the Linsk.
I can go to our quartermaster. Got more tin crab than you can check us to.
Right.
But your grandson...
No, he's healthy.
What's wrong, Stepper?
Come on, Louis!
You stopped them. This is the moment.
That's it. Since it went quiet, the baby, the safety... I thought I'd get back to being the man I was before.
Tom, for the now!
Hey! Stay you there!
Like,
stop hey. That! Stop, stop. Stop that, please, Comrade Colonel.
You're addressing me, Major.
Alexei, leave him.
A Russian doesn't kick a man when he's down.
Alexei, let's
Who
forget.
Who do you think I am?
You're a coward.
Not a Russian.
Shit!
You calling me?
My name is Major Biroskin, Inspector of Operations for Stalingrad Sector HQ.
I'm sure what the Major meant was...
Well, Major Biroskin, you'll be hearing from me.
Get us tossers moving, Sergeant.
Sir!
On this road, clear by sunset, or you're going to the Arctic with them. Get that man picked up.
Quick!
Move it!
Move it!
No! Hey!
Those bells, Alexei. They're all looking at you.
I don't care.
The Germans, I mean. You want people to think you're on Fritz's side?
Give me a cigarette.
Didn't have to come here. Didn't have to. Give me the matches here. Give me a gun. I could shoot one of them like that.
Then we should have done that in 41, shouldn't we? Instead, we dropped our guns and ran away.
We didn't invite them.
We let them do this. To my son, to your wife, to everything. This tastes like... Did you boil this?
That's the thing. Got to keep it simmering ever so gentle. Gets rid of the sweat smell.
Bollocks. You gotta put the meat in when it's still frozen. Knock on it like wood. Straight into boiling water.
Stinks like a sweaty armpit on an eye tie.
Sappers get the best food. They nick it off the Ruskies.
No wonder they get the best girls.
I used to care about that. Not anymore. I just want to see my children. One more time.
There, son! Good evening. At ease.
At ease, man.
Put it down there. Come on. Open it up, lads. I'd like to wish you all a happy Christmas for tomorrow.
Happy Christmas to you, sir.
All right, that's it, boys. Get them out. Pass them round. One each.
I can't remember when the
chocolate.
Last
just
time.
The smell of it.
Tasty chocolate.
Lieutenant.
General would like you to know. The pilot who flew these in, a Pinecoll, crash landed at Potomnik. Didn't make it himself, but he knew what his cargo was, wanted to get them here for the battalion.
It's a little bit of tree.
Smell of German Christmas, man. Breathe it in. Smell that resin.
A little Christmas tree.
Order to order. Look, these things on these little fruit drops.
He's right.
Save them, boys. Yeah. Gently now.
Strawberry.
Cherry. It's Christmas, men. Time to reflect. We've come this far, this division. We've been together, we've fought, we've triumphed, we've rejoiced, we've mourned. Mm-hmm. We've eaten every sort of food and let's be honest, we've tried every sort of woman.
It's like...
And we'll see plenty more Christmases. We will continue our march. We will defeat all Germany's enemies, make our homeland safe for our wives, our children, and our grandchildren. We are building something great here. An empire that will last 1,000 years and show the world that the German...
Mm-hmm.
Christmas tree. Your branches green delight us. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you are the tree most loved. Out of the Christmas tide the size.
Come on, men. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree,
sing
your
the general.
Branches green delight us. They're green when summer days are bright. They're green when winter snow is white. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, your branches green delight us.
What do you mean?
Oh, the people's commissariat summons me. I go to Kubyshev.
Maybe they just want to talk about rebuilding the power station.
Probably.
Papa, you left one day before we counterattacked.
I left without permission from Moscow. I deserted.
The power station was completely bombed out. What was the point of sitting there?
Not one step back.
You're not a soldier.
We're all important. It's about... I would have stayed if I could.
Will you pop in to see Zhenya?
She wrote to me. Gone to Moscow.
What?
I don't understand either.
It's funny, because I had a letter from Grandma saying apparently people are being interviewed, asked about Auntie Zhenya and Kolya.
Why are you writing to Grandma?
I want her to come and live with us, wherever we end up.
You asked her?
Her flat is completely destroyed. You said Alexei told...
There won't be room for all...
She's your mother-in-law. Mitchenko's great-grandmother.
It was just... I've offered room to Pavel Andreevich as well, from the power station. Maybe even this daughter-in-law of his.
Grandma's living in one room in Kazan, eating the soup in the public canteen.
We aren't even back in the city yet.
The Germans have stopped shooting, everyone says. We'll have Stalingrad back soon enough.
You two will be all right when I'm away?
Snug as a bug, Papa.
Oh, your mother used to say that.
I know.
Stop, please. Stop!
Let me show you what you mean to me.
Get off! Stand up!
I love every part of you. Let me worship you, show you how much I...
Stop, Peter!
It's like this wave. Zina, listen to me. This great tidal wave which has carried me here. I used to think it was so important. My country, national socialism, the Führer, but, you know, it's all nothing. You are so precious, so important, so much more important than anything. My family, my mother, my Maria, my country. They've thrown up these walls. Can't you see, Zina? These huge, huge walls. Two great nations, yours and mine. These huge walls. This anger, this hatred. The great curtain of fire, solid steel,
German.
And still they can't
what
stop.
What are you talking about? You're not supposed to do this.
You don't understand me, do you? What are you trying to say?
Now stop it!
Everything about you is perfect. It's so honest, so real, so natural.
Now you look like some Russian grovelling and begging.
You're the one I was meant for. I want to kiss your knees, your feet. Let me stay here.
Look at me.
This is all I need.
Old woman here.
I don't care. Can't you see? Nothing's changed, nothing at all. It's me, I've realised.
I am not in love
thank
with
you.
You.
Zina, thank
God.
Colonel?
Sir. I spoke to, a tank officer outside. Mm. He's gone to get a general, I think.
Thank you.
Did you sleep much?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
What's going on?
I've just spoken to... We're arranging a surrender.
This is not possible.
I have a starving army, a frozen army.
We fight!
I have an army without ammunition.
You'll be the first field marshal of Germany to surrender.
I refuse to shoot myself just to satisfy the pretensions of that man.
You refer to the Führer.
For God's sake, Schmidt, we're done.
General Schmidt!
2 months ago, I wanted us to break out, to force a corridor through to the southwest.
We were ordered to form a fortress. We are doing that.
It's a camp for armed prisoners of war, Arthur.
All our telephone lines are cut. Our only contact with Army Group is through a teleprinter.
We have posterity to consider.
I will not martyr 100,000 more. Enough boys have died so that Germany might live.
Oh. You're so glad you've been proved right.
Yes, we should have been allowed to fight our way out in that first week. But I am also about to surrender my army.
Sir, listen to me. They are savages. We can't trust them.
Savages who've won.
Oh, Goebbels is right. The Führer is too great. Even for the German people.
You idiotic pig-brained.
Don't. Don't.
Go on. Go on, soldier.
Put down your weapons!
Where are they? Come on, put your hands up!
Come out!
Sounds like they're here.
Let's get on with it then, shall we?
Keep them in line, Sergeant! It's a long walk.
General Vagler is ready to see you, Major. Has the full divisional force.
Ah! What's going on over there?
Fritz, the officer, said he didn't know about no surrender.
Casualty report.
One of ours. Flesh wound. Upper arm.
Bring me that prisoner now. That is out of order.
I want you here. See what he has to say,
sir.
Comrade Major, this is the officer what shot at the sergeant.
Bach, Lieutenant.
Give me 76th
Infantry.
Yes, sir.
No, please, please. No, I woke up. I thought it was an attack. I'm very sorry.
Sane.
Please, I meant no harm.
Sane.
Please, sir. I had no
idea.
No,
I don't want to hear any more.
Shut up, you. I would never break the terms.
Be quiet!
Zena, I love you, Zena. I love you, Zena. Zena.
Now, do you understand me? Fritz, be quiet. You. Take this man to the assembly point. I want him there safely. I want him untouched. I'm holding you personally responsible, Comrade Corporal.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The general's ready, you say. What's his name again?
Bloody disgrace.
You have to appeal.
Central control might turn around and say the sentence is too lenient.
I thought everyone at the party knows you stayed till the last day.
Day before.
And you only went over to see your little Mitya.
And they let us come back here, use their old flat.
Do you want me to go and testify?
That wouldn't be a very...
So appeal to Central.
It's my fault. I shouldn't be here.
Don't be silly, Grandma. It's nothing to do with you.
They know about Kolya, don't they?
I'll be checking our mail.
What are you talking about?
I should never have let Jenya write to me here.
Will someone please tell me
what... Krimov was arrested.
He's a commissar. He fought against the whites.
They came and got him. I saw it.
I don't believe you.
He's in the Lubyanka. Jenya's been trying to visit him.
They were divorced years ago.
I know. I know. She wrote to Stalin, did I tell you?
I see.
And because of that...
No one can risk being kind to me.
That's madness. Our whole
it's
family...
It's just a severe reprimand. I could have been put on trial.
You're the only one who knows this power plant. Knows how...
I probably belong in a nice little peat burner somewhere beyond the Urals.
I'm sorry, Stefan.
Why, it really could be... I don't belong here anymore.
Do any of us?
It just... It's silly, really. But when I realised I wouldn't get... They're doing a medal for the defenders of Stalingrad.
But they can't...
They made it quite clear.
You have mine, Stepan Fyodorovich.
Pavel.
I won't take no.
Oh, quiet, Mitya, please.
Maybe we should get this place tidied up.
What's the point?
You used to be so energetic, Stepan. So practical.
He's hungry.
We're all hungry.
Well, he doesn't understand why.
He doesn't have to carry milk and wood up 3 flights of stairs either, trying to get past piles of...
We expect anyone?
I don't think so.
Hello?
I think my father-in-law might be here.
Are you sure you've got the right...
Natalia?
Uh-huh.
You're Natalia, then?
Where's little Volodya?
Lovely to see you too, Papa.
Where's my grandson?
I've left him with Auntie Sophia.
First you squabble with my wife, now you can't
this
even get him.
This is so nice. What a lovely flat.
I'm Alexandra.
No, I'm Vera.
I've heard all about you. And this is going to be little Mita.
He's a bit grumpy right now.
Oh, come here, little noisy boy.
What about your own son?
He's much better off back in the roots.
What are you doing
What's
coming...
What's all that rubbish all over your stairs? We'll have to get that cleared up, won't we?
Well...
And maybe you and me, Vera, we could go and see a film tonight. I saw a poster. They're rigging something up outside the central station or something.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You should go, Vera. I go myself.
She's right. Go.
We're all widows and widowers, aren't we? We've got to go on living, see a bit of life, put on a bit of slap.
Let me take her. There. Your mother's not a widow, is she?
Did I say the wrong thing?
When didn't you?
All right. Maybe I'll make a start on that rubbish. Where shall I put my bag? What a lovely stove!
See? New director's not so bad.
It's Stefan Fyodorovich he's lending it to.
Doesn't matter. And he didn't even want to be paid for the petrol.
You'll get it back some other way.
What was that?
Oh, that's the shops. You remember along the side of the station?
It's all bricked up.
Fritz's did that. See those holes they're getting their bread through?
It's not how it used to be.
That was for machine guns, them little holes.
There's children playing in those bunkers. They must be dangerous.
Where else are they going to live?
They've even started sorting the roads.
They've got plenty of prisoners for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, yes, there's bodies everywhere. You think about it, we'll be digging them out for years to come.
But the children, they're just running past, jumping over.
Once you've seen one.
We'll hear from Serioja soon.
Of course you will.
What was this? On the left?
Oh, don't you know it? That's at Univermag.
Department store.
Paulus had his headquarters in the basement. That door, that's where he walked out of, hands up, shaking all over.
I bought Marussia a wristwatch there for her birthday. Serioja, his first skates. They had the sports department on the first floor.
Not anymore, they don't.
They should let people live there.
That'd be too sensible.
They're hanging their washing out in the open, and they haven't even got houses to live in.
You did say down Gogol Street, didn't you?
Yes. Here. Stop. I didn't realise.
Just here?
That's it. Look. You can see the walls of my flat. The green in the bedroom. Blue there. That's my kitchen.
Very nice. I wonder what colour the floor was. Or the ceiling. Or the stairs. Or the roof.
It's like a bit of lace.
Amazing you've still got walls.
I'm 70, you know. All this, and I'm still alive. Happened to everyone? Mylord Miller. Her husband's in such trouble. What will it do to their girl? She's such a bright little thing. I suppose Zhenya's going to follow her ex-husband to Siberia. There may be good people in the camps. Maybe they were right. There are good people at the bottom of the Volga too. And little Vera, all this trouble with her father when she should be thinking about her baby. Why can't any of them be happy, Pavel? Pavel Andreevich?
Coming, Alexandra Vladimirovna.
Oh, Pasha. Why is the future so? Why can't we know what's going to happen?
Look, found this.
What?
Little thimble. Bit rusty. I was just digging around. Thought it might be yours.
Let's say it was, shall we?
Well, time to go back.
We can at least say we found this thimble.
No, I did see her again. I almost couldn't believe it, actually. I was walking down a street by the Kogan, and I saw her crossing the road ahead of me. I shouted after her, "Zina, it's Vera, stop!" She was so thin, her cheeks were hollowed, her hair had fallen out. I said a really stupid thing, I just said, "You survived." I asked what we always asked everyone back then, which was, "Where were you?" And she just did this shrug, she didn't say anything. And then eventually I saw that she was looking at my baby, and so I introduced him. I said, "This is Mitya." And she touched his face and she stroked his head. And that was the first time I said it. I said his father was a pilot. He was shot down. They couldn't recover the body. Then she really looked at me. I mean, in my eyes. I haven't seen her since.
Where's the bread?
In that bundle, like you told me.
It'll go dry.
Have you got a better idea? Oh, I'm sorry, Grandma.
I'm sorry, darling. Come here.
Why don't you come with us to the new place?
I need to go and see Auntie Zhenya. You read her last letter.
Well, when you've seen her.
Maybe.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is the comrade director here?
You mean the former director?
Comrade Spiridonov.
Through there. Try not
Who's
to
this?
Get in.
Vladimir Piotrovich.
Oh. Came to say goodbye, comrade, sir.
Very good of you. Very splendid of you.
We're going to miss you.
You're not. I'm a coward and deserter and not to fit to run any establishment.
The turbine room. We clubbed together and thought this might make the journey go a bit quicker.
He doesn't need any more to drink.
I'll be the judge of that. Come on, comrade. Come and drink a toast with me.
Ought to be going. New director's got all the teams meeting. In your off? His office.
Stay well, comrade.
You too, comrade director.
Let's hope no one else comes round.
Paying their respects.
And you're too drunk to know it.
A few toasts.
Get back in there.
Where is everyone? Where are the pies?
Here they are. Everyone sit down.
Have we got time? Aren't we leaving?
Plenty of time. Your skin's not due until 3.
Oh, they're still hot.
Best Russian oven left in Stalingrad.
You? You know everyone with everything.
I just talk to people. Come on, sit down. Let's tuck in. You've got days of cold, dry food ahead of you.
Come on, Papa.
I'm not hungry.
Natalia went all the way to Barakardi to get these baked.
Where's the drink?
Don't give him any.
Pavel Andreevich! Comrade Pavel!
I'm coming.
God knows why the new director wants to keep him.
I heard that.
Eat, Papa. Eat something.
I am.
This you're doing, Natalia.
Who else?
You should be feeding this to your son. Should be.
I'm going to go back to Leninsk.
Really?
I'll go back and then we'll see.
See what?
I don't know. Just thought we'd see.
Don't want you fussing over me.
I didn't... Eat the pies before they go cold.
Where's my leather suitcase?
By the door.
You sure?
Absolutely. Please, Papa.
There's nothing harder than saying goodbye to a home where you've suffered.
Wish I could go and just sit in my office one more time.
He's had it repainted.
Already?
He's a lout, that man.
He's all right. He'll look after you.
You got them Fritzes building him a new house.
And half the workers are still living in dugouts, eating seeds.
You know what I mean.
He's not half the man you are.
Do we have to talk shop?
I ran away. It's my fault. So I ever deserved the Defender's Medal.
He was the only director stayed on the right bank throughout the battle.
What about... Well, maybe.
A year ago, we were all eating pies in Grandma's flat on Goggle Street.
There were so many of us then. Now look.
We routed the Germans.
At a price.
The fascist storm cloud has been vanquished. A few weeks ago, sitting here, we could hear their tanks. Now they... Where are they?
About 400 kilometres west, you said.
Someone else was sitting right next to you, Pavel Andreevich.
We all miss your mother.
I phoned the first regional secretary. Just wanted to say goodbye. The comrade is unable to speak to you. He's engaged.
And that young lieutenant, the friend of Tolia's, sitting next to Serioja, opposite you, Grandma.
I'm leaving today, I said, as you well know. Then you may address him in writing, he says.
Oh, Serioja.
We'll hear soon. I know we will. He'll be in a hospital somewhere.
Bugger them all. I'm the only one who stayed this side of the river. They were all in their snug little duchies, nicely out of range.
And Collier. Uncle Collier was with us, wasn't he?
He'll be back with us soon. All a big mistake.
Natalia, gotta say this. Go to Leninsk. Get your little boy. Join us in the Urals. You shouldn't... No one should be on their own.
That's very...
You too, Pavel Andreevich, come with us.
Begin a new life at my age.
He should, shouldn't he? This is all that matters, isn't it? Family. Your little baby, being together. It doesn't... Ah, who cares about work and getting sacked and the way they talk about me? We've got to stay together.
Papa.
Got to.
Right, everyone ready? The truck's downstairs.
Come on, Comrade Major, drink a toast with us.
On duty.
The Germans have gone. Drink, here.
My men are here for your luggage.
Then we'll sit down and drink a toast. Come on, sit down before we go.
I'll go and tell them what goes where.
Don't forget the bags from the bedroom.
I'll wrap the pies. You'll take the rest with you, won't you?
Where are they all going?
You've got a train to catch, Stepan.
I don't want to leave this place.
It's all right. Doesn't matter. It's life, that's all. Just life.
Is it?
That's all. It's how life is. That's all.
In Fortress Stalingrad, Stepan Spiridonov was played by Kenneth Cranham and Vera by Morven Christie. Alexandra Vladimirovna was Anne Mitchell, Pavel Andreevich, Malcolm Tierney, Major Bjorozkin, Sam Dale, and Natalia, Alison Pettit. General von Paulus was Matthew Marsh, General Schmidt, Elliot Cowan, Colonel Adam, Jonathan Cullen, Lieutenant Peter Bach, Jeffrey Stretfield, Sergeant Eisenaug, Michael Shelford, Corporal Pettenkofer, Lloyd Thomas, and Zena was Jessica Rain. Other parts were played by Tony Bell, Christine Kavanagh, and David Seddon. Original music was composed and produced by John Hardy with Rob Whitehead and performed by Oliver Wilson Dixon, Tom Jackson, Stacey Blythe, and Max Powell. Life and Fate, Fortress Stalingrad, was dramatised by Jonathan Myerson from the novel by Vasily Grossman. The director was Alison Hindle.
And life.
Life and Fate finishes tomorrow from just after 3 with the conclusion of Victor's story following the family's return to Moscow. Life and Fate is translated by Robert Chandler, and you can download and keep all the episodes so far from the Radio 4 website. Coming next, a new series of Page to Performance begins with a look at Gustav Mahler's last completed work, the Adagio to his 10th Symphony. Larry Blake talks to critic Edward Seckerson and to the young musicians of the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain about the creation and performance of the Adagio from Mahler's 10th in Page to Performance in just a few moments. Before that, though, Jane Garvey has news of Weekend Woman's Hour.
On Weekend Woman's Hour today, how does she do it, Alison Pearson, on the legacy of her book and now film, and is it really still relevant a decade on?
The book helped to start a conversation which made thousands of women come out to me and to other people about their funny stories. So people will often say now, a shorthand, I had a Kate Reddy mince pie moment.
Have you ever distressed a shop-bought mince pie? Well, you're in good company. There's much more on Weekend Woman's Hour today at 4 o'clock.
Now on BBC Radio 4, Page to Performance, the series which traces a piece of music from the composer's page to the musicians who bring it to life. The final piece that the composer Mahler completed was the Adagio from his unfinished symphony, the 10th. At the Royal Festival Hall, Larry Blake talked to the young British Museum's musicians who were getting to grips with it.
Mahler started composing his 10th symphony in the summer of 1910. Called away to fulfil his commitments as one of the leading conductors of the day, it remained unfinished when he died less than a year later, at just 50 years old. One movement, though, was virtually complete. This was the opening 25-minute long Adagio, an extraordinarily dramatic piece. It was the only part of the symphony that was allowed to be performed until, in 1963, Mahler's widow, Alma, gave formal approval to the performing version of the complete symphony. This had been prepared by the British Mahler expert, Derek Cook. Earlier this year, I met some of the players of the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain who were facing this daunting challenge.
Well, it feels immense. It just feels complete.